USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has crossed a grim milestone in the COVID-19 pandemic. 500,000 Americans have died of the virus as of Sunday, according to new data from Johns Hopkins University. Dr. Anthony Fauci calls that milestone devastating. The chief medical advisor to the White House tells CNN that the death toll from COVID is something unseen in more than a century, and is why he continues to push for public health measures.
It's really horrible. It's something that is historic. It's nothing like we've ever been through in the last 102 years since the 1918 influenza pandemic. People decades from now, Dana, are going to be talking about this as a terribly historic milestone, you know, in the history of this country, to have these many people to have died from a respiratory-borne infection. It really is a terrible situation that we've been through and that we're still going through.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
One of the major components of President Biden's $1.9 billion COVID relief proposal is a $1,400 stimulus check for most Americans. House Democrats had wanted a $2,000 payment in the last round of stimulus, but that was negotiated down to $600. Congressman Matt Cartwright says this time the House decided to stick to its guns and push for a larger payment in this package. The Pennsylvania Democrat tells Fox News that there are many Americans who are in need of these rescue funds.
These are people that are living hand to mouth, people that don't have paychecks coming in, whether they work for the Bay Area Rapid Transit or an art museum or anyplace else, they're not getting money. And so we have to supplement. This is an emergency. You know, a lot of people call this stuff bailout. Don't call it a bailout. A bailout is pejorative. It's an emergency, and that's why this is the American Rescue Plan. It's a rescue, not a bailout.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An Emirati princess says she's being held hostage by her own family. Wendy King has more details from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
The United Nations is asking for proof that the daughter of the ruler of Dubai is alive and safe, less than a week after she posted a video saying she was being held hostage by her family. A spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said her office reached out to the family and asked for proof of life for Sheikha Latifa bint Mohammed Al Maktoum. The United Arab Emirates Embassy in London released a statement saying that Sheikha Latifa was under the care of her family and medical professionals at her home. On Tuesday, the BBC released a video where she said, "I'm a hostage. This villa is converted into a jail. I'm by myself. No access to medical help, no trial, no charge, nothing." In the videos, she said she fought against the soldiers who tranquilized her, then took her on a private jet to Dubai. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And Colorado Rockies star outfielder Ann Desmond has opted out of the 2021 Major League Baseball season, citing the ongoing COVID pandemic. Desmond had also opted out of last year's shortened season. Desmond has now missed out on a combined $13.5 million worth of salary, walking away from $8 million this season. In an Instagram post, Desmond said that his desire to be with his family is greater than the desire to go back and play baseball under these circumstances. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.